Introduction. We all make dating and relationship mistakes. I'm sure you can remember the exact moment you lost interest in some of the guys you used to date. It probably happened in an instant, where the poor fool had no idea that it was something he said or did that one time that caused you to kick him to the curb. On the other hand, it might have happened slowly over time, where it was a series of events or repeated behaviors that slowly turned you off of him for good. If this sort of thing can happen to men, it can happen to women as well. And it does, very often. Sometimes there are things that a woman does early on in a new romance that may make a man become distant, lose interest almost instantly, or even force him to place her in the friend zone, or worse, the friends with benefits category. These are the type of mistakes that usually happen during the first few weeks of dating, before a serious relationship even has a chance to develop. But even after a serious relationship is formed, there are certain dating mistakes that women make that great guys see as big red flags. These sort of mistakes cause men to break up with a woman or even demote her so that, again, she finds herself as nothing more than a friend with benefits. This sort of situation is actually worse than when it happens during those first few weeks, because you would have wasted so much of your time and affection on a man who either didn't deserve it or who wasn't right for you to begin with. The thing is, if a man doesn't take you seriously, then he may feel compelled to have a good time with you. And this good time will last until you realize that you're being taken for a ride, or he finds his missus right. I personally believe that if a woman values her dignity and her sanity, it would be in her best interest not to wait for the latter to occur. In cases like this, what a woman really requires are two things: a healthy amount of self-respect, and a set of dating guidelines that will allow her to make tough, rational decisions as she navigates the treacherous territory of finding Mr. Right. Strong boundaries versus game playing. A lot of dating and relationship books for women tout the idea that a high level of confidence is key when dealing with men if you want to be taken seriously and get what you want. I completely agree, but with one caveat. Being confident, at least in regards to making a man pursue you, is pointless without understanding how to apply that confidence when dealing with men.